Ladies and gentlemen, I am with Les Dennis, who, as you know, is a pantomime raconteur, playwright, a player, an actor, comic, but now a bodybuilder?
Well, I certainly built my body better than it was before. I was so grateful for the sport relief challenge that came along. What brought it about was last year I was in an amazing production of The Addams Family on tour playing Festa, and it was a big show and it was a big sing for me, and it was a great show to do. And I got ill. I got a cold that I ignored, because I knew that we were coming to the Lowry in Manchester and that all the Corrie people were coming to the opening night there. And I was like, no, I'm not going off. And then it floored me that week. And I came out of the show with severe bronchitis that became severe laryngitis. My voice is still kind of croaky, but it's stronger than it's been in a long time. I had to take 6 months out because, you know, I couldn't talk. I was ill. I was then diagnosed as pre-diabetic, which scared me. And miraculously, and that's the great thing about our business, something came along that, you know, wasn't a paid job. It was a charity, you know, to work for sport relief and get fit and get healthy. And I joined three other people, Miles Jupp, Tamika Empson, and Susanna Constantine, and we did the Tough Guy in Wolverhampton, which was a massive challenge, and we had to get fit for it. It was great to do.
How difficult has it been?
It wasn't difficult to do that, because if somebody had said, you've got to get fit, you've got to get healthy, I'd have gone, oh, okay. And, you know, but having the motivation of some other people being there, all being linked through Fitbits, all being linked, you know, on a WhatsApp group, looking out for each other, doing challenges together, like, you know, training with the Saracen women's rugby team, training with James Cracknell on a beautiful day on the River Thames in a rowboat. You know, it was a gift, and I got fit and I lost weight, and I've been determined ever since to keep it up. You know, I go out for my 6K walk at least. I'm training with my personal trainer that I was with then, although while I've been doing this I haven't been able to do it, so you get a bit jittery because you can't do it as much. Yeah. But it's been a life and game changer for me. It's got me ready to do other things. I'm doing two plays, one back to back, one in Liverpool, and then immediately after, I open in a play in London.
So
about comedians.
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. What would you say to people out there who are struggling and say, I can't do it? Because you said at one stage you couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, you know, we have a responsibility now, you know, with what's happening with the National Health, and, you know, bless, you know, the people who work in that amazing industry. You know, we now have to take responsibility for our own health and get ourselves fit. And, you know, if you get out there and you think you can't do it, baby steps, start walking, get a little Fitbit or something, because, you know, or map it on your phone, yeah, and go out and do a walk and come back and you'll feel fine. It's funny, my brother-in-law Tony, he saw me this morning when I came back all dripping with sweat. He went, have you got to do this for the rest of your life? I went, yes, Tony, get out and do it yourself.
You know? But you feel different in the morning, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
You wake up with a different attitude on life.
Totally, totally.
Plus, you've got a lovely family, wife and everything.
Well, you know, I've got...
So you want to enjoy.
Yeah, I've got two little kids and a grown-up son, Philip. You know, and I want to be there around for them, and I want to take responsibility for that.
What about your diet? Have you changed your diet much?
We had a nutritionist, and, you know, I can't do that whole thing where, you do that. That you have this plan on this day and that day. Life's too busy for that. But what I use are the principles. And I certainly, the smaller plate thing is good for me. You know, not loading your plate up and not using comfort food. And I've never done the McDonald's or any of that stuff. It's not been something I do. I like to eat well, but sometimes when you're in a theatre, certainly when I was in the Addams Family and I was, had white makeup on as Festa, it was like, I was working with lovely Sam Womack, and she went, look at this, Deliveroo, they do this. So we were getting takeaways, you know, between shows, and it's not the healthiest way to live.
But I blame our mothers, because as soon as you said small plates,
yeah,
my mother, and what's wrong with it? Why aren't you eating? And it was mental.
If you don't clear your plate, absolutely.
It was a mound of food.
A mound of food, absolutely.
Because we brought up like
that. Yeah.
No, it's really good. You look really good and
Cheers, mate.
Healthy. So
thank you.
Congratulations. One last question.
Yeah.
Do you still like a little drink or not?
Oh, I love, I love a glass of wine.
You still drink wine with it?
Yeah, I love wine. I don't think I could ever give that up. But, you know, I make sure that, you know, I drink sensibly.
Les Dennis?
Or sometimes not sensibly.
Les Dennis. Thanks very much.